Hi, Audio Boo. I just thought I'd do talk a bit about some apps I've been using lately. First one I'm going to talk about is WhatsApp. WhatsApp. I really like this app. It's a messaging app, and you can send voice messages and text messages on it, all for free. There's no limit on how many you can send or how long the voice messages can be. You can make groups of contacts, so you can have group chats, and it's very accessible to use. It's laid out really well. It's really easy to find privacy and security settings, and the only drawback, and it's for free, the app's for free, the only drawback I can see is that you have to use your phone number with it, so the people you want to talk to on it have to have your phone number. So I guess that could be problematic in some situations. I did tweet about how much I liked WhatsApp recently, and someone recommended I try Heytell, Heytell. This one I'm not such a big fan of. You have to send voice messages on this one. This is only a voice messaging app, and the voice messages can only be up to 30 seconds long. The app was free, but you have to pay extra for extra features, like the privilege to make groups, so to have group chats like on WhatsApp. And there's a couple more features, extra features as well, I can't bring to mind now, but they all cost about £1.50 extra. And it's, I don't find it as easy to use. It's a bit of an odd layout. I haven't used it as long as I've used WhatsApp, but I'm not a big fan on first impressions. I also got BBM the other day. I don't have a BlackBerry, I have an iPhone, but you can get BBM app for iOS. I wouldn't recommend that one at all. That's like really inaccessible. It's set out really weirdly. It's not very easy to use. Anyone and everyone can add you if they figure out your PIN, which isn't that hard to do really, just a random set of numbers and letters, and the privacy settings on it aren't the easiest to understand or navigate, so that one I would not recommend personally. But yeah, I'll just check how much time I've got left. Oh, I've got 20 seconds left. Yeah, so I would definitely recommend WhatsApp because it's free and because it does everything and it has no limits, whereas Heytell, it's free, but you've got to pay for extras, and it isn't as, like, versatile as